2023 is an off year for major U.S. elections, but the effort to register voters is ongoing. And some states are focusing on how they can make it easier for young, new voters to join their rolls. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Estrella Torres has spent a lot of time registering mostly young voters in Brownsville, Texas, for a group called Texas Rising. She reassures many new voters that it's not their fault they're confused or overwhelmed with the process of registering. She says states like Texas could make it easier. For example, Texas is one of only a handful of states without online voter registration.
And the younger generation, you know, these old systems, they're just not satisfied with it anymore.
There are many reasons that registering to vote might be a little trickier for coming-of-age voters compared to everyone else. For one, most young people aren't in the habit of interacting with the government. And Charlotte Hill, the director of the Democracy Policy Initiative at UC Berkeley, says there's the added issue that young people move a lot.
You can think back to being 18. You probably left your parents' house. You might have gone to college or started a new job somewhere. So even if you had been registered right when you turned 18, you might have to register again just a handful of months later and update that address.
Lately, lawmakers in some states have been easing this burden for coming-of-age voters. Kay Kawashima Ginsburg studies young voters at Tufts University. She says some of the most helpful policies simplify registration on the voter's end.
So it's really important that the process of voter registration becomes almost invisible to young people. That's really how you get as many people as possible.
A good example of that is automatic voter registration, which is not exactly automatic. How this typically works is when someone is getting a driver's license, they're registered to vote using the information they gave the DMV. David Becker with the Nonpartisan Center for Election Innovation and Research says this works particularly well for young people.
When so many of them are going into government agencies at or before the time when they turn 18. What states have found is that is the best time to get the vast majority of students registered.
Some Republicans claim that automatic voter registration could make it easier for ineligible people to get on a state's voter rolls. But Georgia's AVR program was put in place by Republicans a few years ago, and Becker says it's been working really well.
And what they have found is, whereas in most states, young voters register at much lower rates than the rest of voters, they are starting to achieve parity. And that's a remarkable thing.
And experts say automatic voter registration is even more effective when you pair it with pre-registration, which states like Minnesota have recently adopted. About half of states have pre-registration, which allows 16 or 17-year-olds to give their information when they get their driver's license. And then when they turn 18, they are officially registered. Kawashima Ginsburg at Tufts says there's a good reason this policy is helpful.
A vast majority of young people are still at home with their family or caregivers at that age. So when we have a big burden of voter registration, at least you have a supporter who's probably already done this, know where your papers are.
Voters under 30, particularly teenagers, have historically had the lowest registration rates of any age group in the U.S. But UC Berkeley's Charlotte Hill says states with policies aimed at making registering easier have higher rates among young people. She says that's proof it's about barriers and not motivation.
You can look at that as a personal failure, or you can step back and recognize that our system does not serve young people. It hasn't been built to serve voters who are new.
Hill says easing the burden of registering to vote for young people also has the added benefit of making it easier for all voters. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.